Bison bowling team has had a couple of meets, Terry, but gosh dang, Mother Nature, dang it, you get this time of the year. Icy conditions one day, windy conditions the other one, darn it. And that Grand Island one, I know you wanted to really have that one, didn't you?
Yeah, it would have definitely helped us know there's a lot of teams up there, a lot of other towns, so we would have known about where we're at. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of hard to measure where we're at right now, and I think the kids are wondering, and even the coaches are wondering, you know, how we're going to stack up. I know we've made a lot of progress, but it's got to have some meets to kind of know where you're at and now, gain some confidence.
Now, the Lexington one has been rescheduled here right after New Year's, so you'll get that one. And actually, we were talking before that before actually start practicing, right?
Yeah, we'll have to go to that meet, so we might be a little bit cold on that one. Hopefully, they come in and practice on their own a little bit and do a little practice maybe with the family or something.
But you have had two meets. Kearney and Hastings have been the two meets, I do believe.
Oh, that's right. We had a home meet.
Yeah, that's right. So they have two.
We had a home meet. That's right.
Once they go by, they just all kind of all mix together. So it's good. You've had two meets and about a lot of young kids, you know, getting their feet wet for something for the first time, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of butterflies. Mm-hmm. A lot of butterflies. They definitely came out and looked, you know, started off pretty rough, but they held together and came back and bowled really well.
But I know Janice sends me all the information on the day after the meet. You've had some girls and boys. There's been some pretty decent scores out there.
Oh yeah, as a coach, I'm pretty happy with what, you know, where we started this year, and we just got to keep building up on it and try to figure out where we want to be and find out who wants to step up and who wants to bowl.
I know when I was out here last time I was talking to you, we were talking about the style of bowling. And, wow, I didn't realize that the two-handed way is becoming more popular all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, they see it on TV with the pros, so now they all want to throw two-handed. Poor coach, you know, it's tough on the coach because I never threw that way, but mm-hmm. It's pretty much still standard. But yeah, it's a lot more rev, a lot more pin action, a lot more speed. Mm-hmm. So
are a majority, what percentage of those kids usually have taken up with this approach, or are there some old school still?
Oh yeah, we still have some old school. I mean, but I would probably say on the boys, probably half mm-hmm. are throwing two-handed. On the girls' side, probably only one-third or less.
Mm-hmm. Jana, go to you here as far as some of the names, some of the kids. I know you've been posting and throwing me some scores. They have been pretty good, haven't they?
Yeah, they have been pretty good, actually. It's a real shame the girls haven't really had a chance to kind of, you know, showcase that. We did the Kearney invite. That was our very first one. And boy, mm-hmm. were we just, you know, kind of all over the place. They were very nice. We did win. Mm-hmm. And then we came home and we did the Arapaho one here. But Arapaho, they had some Ogallala had some issues with some of their girls, and they could not fill it a full team, and so we just bowled exhibition, but we had some pretty high scores out of that too. So we really haven't, the girls really haven't, you know, had a chance to kind of showcase what they've got, but we've had some real standouts so far.
Yeah, there's been some scores like 170s, 180s, I think, up there for some of those kids.
Which is an incredible score for, you know, for the first, you know, especially the first couple meets. And what's amazing is some of those girls were just bowling, you know, 120s or whatever to start with. Mm-hmm. So we need to work on that.
You mentioned the boys' side. Corbin Shaw has been kind of really one that young man's kind of really stood out here the first couple of meets, hasn't he?
Well, he was an underclassman last year. We gave him his varsity start last year. In fact, I think it was one of the first ones that we pulled up for varsity. Just to kind of give him some, mm-hmm. you know, some experience. And yeah, he has just. But I think this is his. I think this is his passion. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a quiet kid that just is so intense under the surface, but he has just been pushing and pushing, and all summer long. He did several tournaments on his own. He did the Cornhusker tournament. He scored really high there. He's just been, you know, been training even in the off season. So he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's the quiet one of the bunch, not like mom and dad who are kind of kind of off the charts and loud and obnoxious most of the time, aren't they?
I don't know.
I'm getting some trouble, Rich.
No, I said it, Terry. I know those guys really, really well. I'm just kidding. But that's terrific. His game's really taken off.
Oh gosh, yes, he is solid. Corbin Shaw. We've got and Nathan Barger. He started off last year doing pretty good too. First of the year, we had to warm him back up, and but he's just
changed,
man,
his style.
He has, and he's just taken off from mm-hmm. there. We got Creighton, Creighton Barger. We've got Braxton Bowman, who is a freshman this year. That is his absolute passion mm-hmm. as well. He is just pushing. And we got Hudson Workmeister, not a freshman, but it's his first year bowling, and mm-hmm. he is, man, he came in already two-handed and ready to rip. Mm-hmm. So he's just been pushing it too. We got Major Malcolm, who is a freshman mm-hmm. as well. And he is just, he's also another quiet one, just watching, waiting for the opportunity to pounce. That ball is just his weapon. He's ready for it. And then, we've got Truman Hancock, who's a senior. Shame he started. It's our swan song from last year too. I wish we could have had him, a few extra years. But he's just really intense and ready to roar too. We got Walker Coleman, who really performed well mm-hmm. at the first tournament. We've got some returners. We've got Liam Powers. We've got Blake Willis. They've been doing really well for us as well. So let's see. Yeah, I think that's all of the.
How about some of the ladies? You got some of the girls are doing pretty well.
We've got Peyton Thorpe, and we've got Analia Almanza, and we've got Jackie Sattler, mm-hmm. who are returning. Oh, and Fatima. There are returners. She's our senior as well. She's mm-hmm. our senior girl. So we've got those returning from last year, but we have got just a crew of eager beavers. We've got Hadley Carpenter. We've got Gemma Harris, who she was on the unified team. Mm-hmm. She is just, I'm so impressed with her maturity and her, just her leadership skills. She's just, right there down the middle as well. And we've got Bailey Colbo, who has, again, another freshman. Mm-hmm. In fact, we were joking, as we were headed off the last day before, the semester ended, we were gonna work on our English homework on the bus, because uh-huh. I've taken like a whole class of freshmen with me. But they are just, really. We got Violet Stevens, we got Kinsey, who's not a freshman, but she's really been working hard too. Sophia has been working really hard. Bella Chavoya has been working. Kenzie has been working hard. So we've got, we've got a lot of them that are really pushing to. Oh, Cassidy McCorkle, mm-hmm. Claire's. We've got Claire is injured this year. She was one of our bowlers last year, and so she's managing. Thank heavens, because she's much more organized than I. But she's been coming with us as mm-hmm. well. So it's been a trip.
Yeah, 46 kids, I think you said all together, Terry, a very large bunch. And so practice time is important, isn't it, for a lot of these kids, isn't it?
That it is. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're outnumbered. But I'm happy that we have that many. That just shows me that there's interest in the sport. And I like to see their enthusiasm. And mm-hmm. I think it's awesome that we have that many and that they can, one thing I like about it is a lot of the kids that already have some experience, they share with the others and they try to help each other. Mm-hmm. As a coach, that really helps.
Mm-hmm. A lot of big meets still to go. A full January schedule for you.
It's going to be a blur. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like boom, boom, boom. And we'll just have to kind of see how we go. And mm-hmm. I, as a coach, I have hope. I hope we can stay in the middle of the pack and come districts, maybe we can have some shining light.
Terry, you've got some, I know you and Jana handle a lot of this, but you got some other people really help you out once again, Jana, they really help you out, don't they?
Yeah, we do. We have our assistant coach is Tara Marie Sides, who is, it's like becoming quite the family affair, but we also have Jalen Collicott and Kyson Barger, who were some of our standouts last year. And they, I mean, just demonstrating that, that full circle, you know, want to give back. And they have been to almost every practice here, came to the meets, even traveled to the meets just to, you know, just to kind of encourage them and you know, lend us a hand, because there's so many of them. At the last practice here, we also had a couple of returners who were coming home. We had Colton Cutter. Came to, you know, just to kind of show his face and you know.
They miss being around, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. It really has become, you know, quite the team, quite the family. In fact,
even
Carney. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Even even Izzy came back. Izzy Claus came back just to, you know, kind of, you know, vamp it up. Which is, yeah, which is, yeah, she did. I mean, it just shows you, you know, how much camaraderie we've established, how much unity. The Carney coach emailed me and said, you know, how many, you know, kids are you bringing? And I said, well, we can field, you know, as many as you want. We can field 5 full boys teams and at least 3 full girls teams. And he said, wow, you know, they're a Class A school. He said, we don't have... We don't have that. We haven't been blessed with, you know, as many as you have. And I think, you know, our team tradition is to give pizza before we all get on the bus anyway. So I think that kind of helps a little bit. But no, these kids are just enthusiastic and ready to go. And it's a skill that, you know, that they can work on. But it's not necessarily, you know, and it's something new. So I think that novelty is still there.